Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. On this Friday, warming up summertime across the state of Michigan. Thanks for being with us. And also with us on the phone lines right now is State Representative Eric Lighthizer, member of the Michigan House of Representatives, representing us here down in the Hillsdale area. State Representative Eric Lighthizer, thanks for joining us on the Steve Gruber Show.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for the call, Scott. Appreciate it.
Hey, I want to talk a little auto insurance reform so people are clear on what's happening and what will happen. But there's always news happening, and we had some yesterday. Michigan's Attorney General has now filed a lawsuit trying to shut down Enbridge Line 5. This has been something that's been discussed and has been sort of going on for a while. She's looking for a solution, I guess, in her mind to shut things down. What does this lawsuit mean, and where do we go?
Well, it's very interesting because, as you know, we have this new executive branch in Michigan, and we have a governor, Governor Whitmer, who's negotiating with Enbridge, the company that that runs the pipeline that exists and that would build the new tunnel underneath the straits, well below the bedrock, so to speak. And yet we have the Attorney General kind of working at cross purposes because she is being more aggressive. And what she's trying to do is have an existing lawsuit dismissed. And it's sort of a little bit like a tit for tat. And whereas Enbridge is asked to have the constitutionality of the agreement to proceed with the new tunnel validated before they start spending billions of dollars, she's saying, let's throw that lawsuit out so that my stay and my previous objections can have precedence. So it's one step forward and two steps back in the Attorney General world. It will just have to shake out, I guess. This is where it was always meant to be, I guess, in the courts instead of in the legislature where I think it properly should have been.
Now, if she's successful and it goes through, there could be some disruption, right, to oil and propane and jet fuel coming down to the Lower Peninsula.
Well, you know, truthfully, that Line 5 is critical to our economy. It's critical to the jobs. It's critical to the infrastructure. And it is the safest way to move these resources around. There's no safer way to move this fuel around that we need to have to heat our homes and do everything in the upper and lower peninsulas. And years ago, when this became sort of a bumper sticker type issue, oil and water don't mix and so forth, what happened was people said, well, we can't afford to do this, we can't afford to do that. And then Enbridge said, you know what, we could build a tunnel underneath the lake, which was one of the things that was proposed. And suddenly that wasn't good enough. Suddenly it was like, whoa, we didn't mean that. We really wanted to have no pipes there at all. So kind of moved the goalposts in a pretty significant way. And what this is really doing is slowing down the ultimate solution, which is building this underground utility corridor, this tunnel. So these lawsuits are working really against the environmentalists and against the people who want to see the pipelines upgraded, because it's just simply slowing down what is going to be the safest solution.
State Rep. Eric Lighthizer, we've got a couple minutes here. I know we want to talk a little auto insurance reform. It's a done deal. The governor signed off, and I think people have questions, right? When do the savings start? Might be first among them.
Right.
But also, when do the changes take effect? What's the timeline? What should people know?
Well, the timeline is this legislation has been signed. It is law. But it doesn't take effect until next summer, July of 2020. That's to give all the insurance companies, the actuaries, the hospitals, all the people that have used this current no-fault auto system as their operating principle for 40-plus years, time to get the new rates figured out, time to get the new rates approved by the state. All the insurance agents are going to be going back to get their continuing education credits, I'm sure, because there are going to be a lot of new choices that they have to offer people. Basically, what's going to happen is next spring, when you get your insurance renewal notice, you're going to have a lot more options than you've got now. You're going to be able to choose different levels of coverage, different deductibles like you can now, different levels of catastrophic care. And at the end of the day, you're going to have a whole menu like you do on your other homeowner insurance and other types of insurance and new rates. And you're going to have some lot lower rates than you've got now to look at. And that'll all be effective July of 2020.
And, you know, something that probably we should mention is, you know, people are happy with what they have right now. That will be one of the options. I mean, they can continue the exact same coverage they have at this point. Price might change a bit because of the different options available for other Michiganders, but that option still will be available.
Scott, I'm really glad you brought that up. If you want to have unlimited lifetime coverage, you can still get it. You're just going to have it priced separately, and it may go up slightly. But again, it's all based on actuarial information. It's all approved by the state, and it'll be sound numbers that you're looking at. I'm glad you brought that up.
State Rep. Eric Lloydhoser, we've got about a minute. I know it's not a ton of time, but tell us a little bit more. Update us on the status of the budget talks and where we are on those.
We've got three big balls that we wanted to juggle this year and get them all safely landed. The first was this insurance reform, which is completed. The next two are the budget, as you mentioned, and the third one is an infrastructure plan that everybody can sign off on and agree is the best that we can do in this state. So those two things are still proceeding along parallel tracks. We've got our House and Senate budgets submitted to the governor for her consideration. She had her executive recommendation that she submitted a few months ago. And those three budgets, I should say, are what I would call in kind of a conference conversation stage at this point to see if mm-hmm. we can find a budget there. At the same time, we're looking at road plans similarly, where we've each proposed road solutions, and those conversations are continuing at the same time.
All right, State Rep. Eric Lloydhoser, got to run. We're up against a hard break here, but appreciate the time. State Rep. Eric Lloydhoser here on the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. All across the state, businesses have joined the Michigan Chamber to be a part of the most influential business voice in Lansing. As a member, companies become part of a statewide network of small business, medium-sized companies, and industry leaders focused on improving pro-business legislation within state government. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all that we do. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.